Yoshua Perek Zayin.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Full, it's full this week. Okay, so I brought you a couple of topographical maps just to show you roughly where we're talking about. This is the Bet El. You heard of Bet El? Bet El. And the place they think it used, well, there was a first sort of archaeological dig. They thought it was at this place called Kirbet Tel Al, right? And this woman, she found something that sounded like eye. We're going to come across her eye. But there were a few differences. And you could see she was very divided in her thinking whether or not she should publish it, because she thought she had found her eye, but it wasn't fitting the right characteristics. It was something that was much older, that had been destroyed much older. She found the place of her eye. But then after a few decades, they actually revealed somewhere nearby, which actually fits the description much better. And that's a bit further inland, just Baitin over here. Also east of Betel, which we're going to see somewhere over here. This is the ruins here. This is what they think it looked like.
So the Hishtadlis are the first person.
Yeah, because she thought it would affect people's emunah and say, we found it, but it doesn't fit according to the Torah. Rather, you just have to wait. Just have to wait. Patience.
Right.
Those people that said, now that see, the Torah's wrong. We found I and the Torah's wrong. It's not exact. Patience. Okay. So we finished off last perek, where Yoshua, he gives an extra instruction to the Bnei Israel, and he says, any loot is hektish. No one's allowed to take anything. And this will all be sort of like a truma for Hashem. And that was the extra commandment that Yoshua gave. Okay, so the first pasuk starts. Vayimma'alu bnei Israel ma'al b'cherem, and there were some people who went against the cherem of Yoshua, didn't listen to Yoshua, and they took some of the loot. You got it. Vayimma'alu, in which vayimma'alu is. Yachid, lashon yachid, or lashon rabim? It's plural or singular? Vayimma'alu. Rabim, plural. Vayimma'alu. So this sounds like a lot of people did the aveira. But what is then Pastor Karen by saying? Vayikach Achan. But Achan was the only one that took. Ben Karmi, Ben Zavdi, Ben Zerach, Lamate Yehuda, from the tribe of Yehuda. Min Aherem, he took from what he wasn't allowed to take. And Hashem got angry at Bnei Israel. So an idea is, why does it start off, and there everyone took, and then it says, either there were more people involved, or people saw and didn't say anything, or we learn this now, we come and tell Israel, everyone is together in this. Yeah, just because one person sinned, there's a collective punishment possibly going on here. It's a few answers. Bet, Vaishlach Yoshua Anashim Miricho Ha'ai. Yoshua sent spies from Yericho to Ai. It's always called Ha'ai. Even though some people call it Ai, it's always called Ha'ai. So he sent messengers from Yericho to Ha'ai, Asher im Bet Aven Mikedem LeBet El, which is a bit east of Bet El. Vayomer alehem lemon, he said to them the following, Alu v'raglu et ha'aretz, go and spy out the land, vayalu anashim v'raglu et ha'ai. And the people went and they spied out ha'ai. Now the interesting thing is he sent anashim miriho ha'ai. He sent them from Jericho straight to ha'ai. So the Chachamim say he sent them with the same idea. The same idea with Yericho was, why did he say no one take anything? Because he wanted to put a dagesh on the fact that this was from Hashem. This was nothing to, you know, when the soldiers get involved in a war, they need to be paid. You know, you take time out of your work, time out of your job, time out of your field, so that you pay them. Gold and silver, whatever you find is yours. Here, Yoshua wanted to put a dagesh on the fact that it was a nest from Hashem. So he said, no one's to take anything. It's all hektesh. Now he says, he goes from Jericho straight to Ai, meaning he goes with the same idea that everything we've done now is from Hashem, and we're gonna just like Hashem made the walls come crumbling, we're going straight to Ai with the same idea. But we're gonna see this may have been a slight downfall, right? The best example I can give is Sheshet Hayamim. Sheshet Hayamim. People, after 3-4 days, were like, we're on the attack, we're taking over land, we're going, no one can stop us. A few years later, Yom Kippur War, we're caught off guard. Because we had this tfisah, we are the best, we did, Hashem helped us, no one can touch us, we destroyed them, no one can touch us. And then what happens? 1973. That's the best idea I can give you as a mashal. That they've gone from Yericho, knowing Hashem is with us, but this kind of confidence is maybe part of the downfall, which we're going to see now in Ha'ai. V'yashuv el Yoshua v'yomru le'elav, and they came back to Yoshua and they said, Ya'al ya'al kol ha'am. We don't need everyone to go. Yeah? Ka'alpaim ish. Okishoshet alafim ish. We just need a small crew. We're going to go down there. Why? Because this is easy, boys. Look at the picture here. It's a small place. Yes, it might be fortified, but it's a small place. And just what happened in Jericho is going to happen to us now. We don't need everyone. Stay at home. We're going to see even Yahushua stays at home.
Overconfident.
Overconfident. Even Yahushua stays at home. I don't even need to go to war here. Just 2,000-3,000 men, that'll be it. Enough. Ya'alu v'yaku et ha'ai. We only need a few people to go and hit ha'ai. Al tiyagasham et kol ha'am. Don't bother the whole nation to go. Ki ma'at hema, because there's only a few of them. We've got this in the bag. Dalad. V'ya'alu min ha'am shama ki 3,000 ish. 3,000 men went. V'yanusu lifnei anshei ha'ai. But in the end, they ran off from the people of ha'ai. They were chased away. Meaning they lost the war. Vayakum mehem anshe ha'ai, and the people of ha'ai killed kishloshim v'shisha ish. How do you translate that? Like 36 ish. So in one translation it's they killed 36 men. But why does it say kishloshim ish? Means it's like. What does it mean like? How can it be like 36? Either they killed 36 or they... So the Chachamim say, very nice. Doesn't say that. It says, I think it's from the Gemara. The Gemara says the Sanhedrin Hagdolah was 72. And to get a Rov, a majority of votes, you need 36 or 71, right? So to have a majority of the Sanhedrin, Shivim Ve'echad, you need 36 votes to have a majority. And the Gemara says, Ya'ir ben Menashe, Ya'ir, the son of Menashe, who is still alive this time, Ya'ir ben Menashe, he was like most of the Sanhedrin, meaning he was like 36 people. He was like the majority of the Sanhedrin. So the Gemara says it's possible only he died. Ya'ir ben Menashe died, but he was like 36 men. That's why it says like 36 people died. וירדפום לפני השאר עד השברים. They chased after them. ויקום במורד, and they smote them in מורד. וימס לבב העם, ויהי למים. And their hearts melted. They were scared off from the people of Ha'ai. They lost the battle of a small people. ויקרא יהושע סמלותיו. יהושע, he tears his clothes. ויפול על פניו ארצה, and he falls on his face. Lifnei Aron Hashem, in front of the Aron. Ad ha'erev, until the night, all day he's praying and crying. Hu v'ziknei Yisrael, him and all the ziknei Yisrael. Vayalu afar al rosham, and they put afar on their head and they were crying. Vayom Yehoshua, aha, Adonai Elohim, lama evarta ha'avir et ha'am hazeh, et ha'yarden. Why have you brought us over the Yarden? Latet otanu biyadei emori la'avidenu. Just to give us over into the enemies. Who does this remind you of? Who speaks like this?
Egypt.
Yeah. 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 Moshe says at the end with the spies and with the Egel HaZahav, what have you brought us out of Egypt for? just so we should die against the hands of our enemies? Yeshua's saying the same thing here. What have you brought us out for? If it's to die against, right? Even though it's only 36 men, he sees a massive, massive problem here has happened. Why have you done this? Why should we? We should live at the other side of the Jordan. Why are we coming here? Bi Adonai, Ma Omar, Ahare Asher Afach Yisera Olif Ne'oivav, that we've had to run away from our enemies. How can you do this to us? Vayishmua Kna'ani, V'chol Yoshvei Ares. Everyone's going to hear about this. How does that affect now their military campaign, if everyone hears about this? Right. Oh, we're going to see that now. Definitely Sichel Hashem. More though, people are going to start talking and saying, ah, see, they're not that big. Look at them. They think they got. We're gonna 73 war. We're gonna look. They're not that strong. They're not that tough. Yeah, Hamas. Now we're gonna go in. We're gonna do as much damage as we can, and we're gonna lachtof chayalim. They're not that strong. All it takes is someone to show a little kink in our armor, and everyone like Amalek. Same thing. They came, and what we worried about? What's everyone else gonna say? They came and cooled it down because now everyone's gonna say, look. Even though Hashem's with them, we can still attack them. Everyone's going to say the same thing. This is going to affect their whole military campaign. That's making it harder. And they're going to gather against us. And your name is going to be destroyed. Our name is going to be just wiped out from the land here. Yoshua says to Hashem, what are you going to do about your name, Hashem? What does Rashi say? Rashi says the same thing, what you said. Hamashutaf b'shmenu. Your name, Hashem, is a shutaf with us. We're partners in this. If they've destroyed us, and they've gone to war with us, they've gone to war with you, God. Zeh midrasho. This is the midrash. Upshuto, Rashi says, Mata aseh l'shem gvadcha sh'yatzah kvar, v'ata yomru tashash kocho. Everyone's going to say how weak we are as well. Right? So Rashi says, the midrash is, Hashem, your name is connected to ours. Right? If we're destroyed, it's as if your name, Chas v'Shalom. Hashem says, "Vayom me'Hashem el Yoshua." Hashem says to Yoshua, "Kum, get up, kum lach, get up." But it doesn't actually say that. Rashi says it actually says, "Come." The ktiv is written, "Come," kuf mem, but in the Kree, the written, we read it "kum" as if it's got a vav there, but it's not. Rashi says, "Why does it say come?" Number one, Rashi says, get up. Hashem's saying, get up. I've listened to your tefillot. Get up. I've answered you. Don't worry. You can get up and you'll be okay. That's one answer. Another answer, he gives three answers. The third answer, Rashi says, is, Im telech ata lifnehem yatzlichu. If you, as a warrior, as the manhig, the leader, if you go out in front of them, then you'll win. V'im lav, lo yatzlichu. But if you stay at home, they're not going to win. Right? So there's another beautiful idea here, that the leaders of Am Yisrael, when they went to war, they would go to the front. And here we see Yoshua sort of takes a back seat. He doesn't even feel the need to go in this war. And therefore Hashem says to him, Kum lach, you did this. You did this. You need to go and fight at the front, not stay behind. That's what Rashi says. Davar acher, another answer Rashi gives is, Kum lach bishvilcha zot lahem lo'a. Rashi says, Kum lach means, you did this to them, because you made this extra cherem of not taking the money, right? And someone's taken the money, and now there's a problem. Now I punished you, that you went and you weren't successful in the next battle. So whose fault might this all be? Because you made an extra thing that I didn't tell you to do. Kum lach, Hashem says to you. Yoshua, you made this cherem. Don't take any of the shalal, any of the booty. Now someone's taken, they've been punished. So we see Yoshua is now feeling, I made a couple of mistakes here. I might have been overconfident. I might have made a cherem where I shouldn't have done. I might have been too strict. I may have stayed behind where I should have led them from the beginning.
And then all the answers showing the power of the leadership. He went away the chayram and Hashem punished them based on the chayram that he made, which is also a deedish.
Kum lach, lama ze ata nofel panecha? Why are you falling down? You're praying to me. This is all because of you, Hashem saying. Beautiful pasuk now. Chatai Yisrael. the Jewish people sinned. V'gam avru et briti. Asher siviti otam. And they've gone against what I said. But we know, who was it that sinned? It was one person that sinned. Here again, we see this idea of Kol Yisrael arevim ze lazeh. Hata Yisrael. When one person sins, it's like the whole Jewish people have sinned. Not only that, but they've gone against my brit. Asher siviti otam. V'gam likhu min ha-herem. And they took what they shouldn't have done. V'gam ganvu v'gam kihashu. And they've also stolen which they shouldn't have done. V'gam samu biklehem. And they've also taken the stuff. Right? He goes a whole list of things they've done.
This specific place.
The Mitzudah David says, "Chata Yisrael, af she'aish echad chata, even though one person sinned, mikol makom al shelosh shamru ze et ze, because they didn't look after each other, male alehem akatu keilu kulam hatu." The pasuk says it's like everyone sinned because you didn't look after your brother. You saw he was stealing, you didn't say stop. The Gam Avru et Briti, he basically builds on the whole sin they've done. I'm not going to go into it in so much detail, but if they took in front of everyone, everyone had sort of a part in it. Okay. Yudbet, Velo yuchlu bnei Yisrael lakum lifnei oyvehem. They weren't able to face their enemies because of this. Or if ifnu lehem oyvehem, they had to turn their neck and run off. Ki hayu laherem. Lo osif liyot imachem. I won't be with you im lo tashmidu aherem mekirbechem. If you don't get rid of this cherem, whatever someone's stolen, if you don't deal with this Yoshua, I'm not going to be with you. Yud gimel. Kum kadesh et ha'am. Get up and make the camp holy again. Deal with this. Ve'amarta it kadeshu lemahar. And you will tell them tomorrow we're going to become holy again. Ki cho amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, because this is what Hashem said. Cherem bekir b'cha Yisrael. There's a cherem somewhere here. Lo tuchal lakum lifnei oyvecha. You're not going to be able to face your enemies in this state. Ad hesirchem et acherem bekir b'chem. Until you get rid of this cherem, whatever someone's done wrong, until we get rid of it, Hashem's not going to be with us.
But wouldn't it have been instead of the cherem for him to say until we get rid of the sin? Just I understand he's being specific in saying the cherem is the reason why, but could have been also been labeled until we get rid of this sin of the stealing or whatever it is. I don't know.
What I would add to that is that this was as a result of Yeshua's cherem. It was an addition. It wasn't, yeah. Usually they could have taken the shalal if they were told they could. But here Yeshua made an extra halakha and said, no taking. So that's a cherem now. So now specifically this sin that they've gone against you, Yeshua, and what you said, that you have to stop. Yeah. 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 Correct. Yudalad, v'nikravchem baboker l'shivtechem, and everyone's going to get together in their shvatim. This is a massive, it's a beautiful parak. Beautiful parak.
The crazy thing is, like a month after the parsha we're in now.
All the midrashim that we brought, all the midrashim that we're bringing, is from Masay, Bamidbar Rabbah, Parshat Masay that we just read.
And this is all after the walls of Jericho came
down. This is just after they came down, they go to the next battle. You're going to get together in your Shvatim. And the one that Hashem chooses, that Shevet, he'll come together with his families. And in those Mishpachot, then we'll get to the houses of those families. And that house that Hashem chooses, and then we'll go into the men. So they're basically going to find out who did this. We're going to see they use the Goral. Whether or not is they use the Aron, or they use the Urim B'Tumim. Yeah. Either way, the Urim B'Tumim would shine.
The Medrash says.
Correct. It's Rashi says here as well.
I'm sure
Ma'am Allah
says.
Vahaya, oh, you should definitely. Tedva, Vahaya, anything that we find that was taken should be burned in Esh. אותו ואת כל השלוהים, and all that belongs to him. כי עבר את ברית השם, because he contravened the ברית of השם. וכי עשה נבלה בישראל, he made this נבלה in the Jewish people. וישכם יהושע בבוקר, יהושע go up early in the morning. ויקרב את ישראל לשבטיו, and he got all the Jewish people into their שבטים. וילקד שבט יהודה, and they pointed, the goral fell on שבט יהודה. ויקרב את משפחת יהודה, so he brought the, all the משפחות of יהודה. וירקוד את משפחת הזרחי, and the lot fell on משפחת הזרחי. ויקרב משפחת הזרחי אל הגברים, then they put all the משפחה הזרחי into men. וילקד זבדי, and they dropped the goral fell on זבדי. ויקרב את ביתו לגברים, and they brought all his house and all the men. וילקד אחן בן כרמי, and lot fell on אחן בן כרמי, בן זבדי, בן זרח, למטה יהודה. He's from מטה יהודה, he's not a nobody. Yeah? And here we're going to see, start the midrashim, because look at this next pasuk. Vayom Yehoshua Elachan, Beni, Simna Kvod La Hashem Elokei Israel, Veten Lo Toda. Yehoshua says to him, Beni, my son, Simna Kvod, have a bit of respect, La Hashem Elokei Israel, for God, Veten Lo Toda, and admit what you've done. Then why did the Midrashim? Because the Midrashim usually come because there's something in the Pasuk that's not really fitting. And they come to Masbir, they come to explain a bit more of something that's kashe in the Pasuk. Here it's the word Bini. Yehoshua says to him, Bini. There's a love there. I think Yehoshua feels a little bit sorry. He's saying, my son, Bini, just admit what you've done wrong. Simna kavod, have a respect for the goral. Now all the midrashim say, why is he saying Bini? Why does he care so much? If he's a rasha and he's done something wrong, and we're going to see in a minute that the chachamim say it wasn't just this time he stole. There were other times when Moshe said Herem, no one's allowed to take, and he took in those times as well. It's just this time he got caught. If he's a rasha, why call him Bini? So the midrash comes and the midrash says Yehoshua felt some responsibility because he was the one that made the cherem, right? And the Jewish people weren't able to keep to it. More than that, I think Rashi brings it here. Rashi says, Simna kavod, hitchil lehotzi la'az ala goral. They started speaking badly about the goral, right? Amar lo, so Achan says to Yehoshua, Bagoral ata ba'alai. You're coming to me and you're saying this goral fell on my name? אתה ואלעזר הכהן גדולי הדור הטל הגורל על שניכם ויפול על אחד. אחן said to him, it's a lottery. Take you and Elazar, the leaders of the generation, and you draw lots, it's going to fall on one of you. It doesn't mean anything. So what fell on me? It's a lottery. אמר לו, סימנה כבוד. Yehoshua said, have a bit of respect. Not just for me, but for the goral. בבקשה ממך, אל תוציא לעז על הגורלות. Don't make a mockery out of this lottery that we're doing. Why not? שבו עתידה הארץ לחלק. Because in the future, after 7 years of battle, we're going to use this goral to say which shevet gets which part of the land. And that you're going to need to listen to. So if now you're saying the goral is the shtuyot, that I'm just, it's just a lottery. Yeah. So in the future you're going to say the goral is also shtuyot, and you're not going to agree. You know, when I say Menashe, you get that part, and you get that part. You'll be like, well, why do I have this part? Exactly. You have to believe now. You have to understand now. The goral is all from Hashem. Achshav, baboker, miyad, right? Not only that. But why does he say Bini? Because he had some part in it. He feels bad because he might have made a few mistakes here, Yehoshua. Rashi continues and says, Vaya'an Achan. Achan answered him back, right, in a kind of a very, what's the way, demeaning way. Rashi says, also from the Midrash, Ra'a b'nei Yehuda ne'esafim la'milhamah. Achan started to see all of the Shevet Yehuda gathering round him, ready for Milhama. The Midrash says they started going out killing people. Yehuda went out killing people, to save the face of their shevet, because they're being caught out here, and their shevet didn't do anything to stop their brother Achan from stealing. So to save face, they're going out killing. It says kitot kitot. They were going out killing tens and tens of people. Yehuda were killing the other shvatim. Yeah, they're going civil war starting. You're blaming our shevet. You're blaming Achan. We're going to battle with you. So that's what the Midrash says. Rashi's bringing the Midrash here. It says, Ra'ah b'nei Yehuda ne'safim la'milhamah. He sees a civil war. Achan sees a civil war breaking out because of him. Amar. So he says, Mutav she'amut ani levadi. It's better that I should die now, in this case. Va'al yehargu kama alafim Yisrael. And no more people should die amongst the Jewish people. So when he saw that his brothers were coming to defend him, he says, it's probably better that I should admit my sin now before this civil war gets out of hand. That's the Midrash. And this is also brought by Rashi here. V'kazot, v'kazot asiti. He says, and he says, v'yomar. He says to Yoshua, Omna anochi chatati l'Hashem. I've actually sinned to Hashem. Pasuk kaf. V'yan Achan answered at Yoshua v'yomar. He said, Omna anochi chatati l'Hashem Elokei Yisrael, I have sinned, I'm sorry. V'kazot v'chazot asiti, and I've done this, and I've done this, and I've done this. Why does he have done this, and I've done this, and I've done this? Because here Rashi says, Gam b'haramim aherim b'mei Moshe, Shneimar b'haramim, I've also, not only did I steal here, v'kazot v'chazot asiti, I've stole here, and I stole here, nischerem, and I stole here, and now I've been caught. I've got in my tent, I've got now a beautiful beged, shinar. Umatayim shkalim kesef, took 200 shek kesef. Uloshon zahav, an amount of, I don't know how much that is exactly, a lashon of zahav, of gold. Ehad hamishim shkalim mishkalo, it weighed that much. Ve'ehmedem ve'ekahem, I couldn't help it, I needed them and I took them. והנה תמונים בארץ בתוך האוהלי. They're buried in my tent. והכסף תחתיה. And all the money is underneath. וישלח יהושע מלאכים. Yeshua immediately sent messengers. וירוצו האוהלה. And they ran to the tent. Why they ran to the tent? Why couldn't they walk? Rashi says, וירוצו האוהלה, שלא יקדימו שבט יהודה ויתלו משם להכיש את הגורל. So that his brothers from Yehuda shouldn't go there first, hide the things, and say, ah, see, the Goral was talking rubbish. The Goral was wrong. Look, there's nothing here. So quickly, go and run now before anyone else comes to help him, or his brothers. The Masudat David says, Levali kahum krovei achan, lechasot et klonam. So that the people closest to Achan shouldn't hide it and say, we didn't do anything wrong. Look, there's nothing here. Run to his tent, Yoshua says. V'nei t'muna ba'ohalov, ha'kesef tahdeah. Everything's in his tent and it's buried in there. V'ikahu mitoch ha'ohel, and they took it from the midst of the ohel. V'yivu'um el Yoshua, and they brought it all to Yoshua ve'el kol b'nei Yisrael. V'yitzikum lifnei Hashem, and they showed it in front of Hashem. V'ikah Yoshua et Achan ben Zerach ve'et ha'kesef, et ha'deret ve'et lashon ha'zahav, ve'et banav ve'et benotav. He took everything, and he took his sons and he took his daughters. ואת שורו, ואת חמורו, ואת צונו, ואת אוהלו, ואת כל אשר לו, ואת כל, וכל ישראל עמו. He took everything that belonged to Achan. ויעלו אותם עמק אחור, and he brought everyone to this עמק אחור. Here when it says took his sons and his daughters, Rashi says he's not meaning to get them involved in the punishment. It's not that the children are now going to suffer a punishment because of their father, but Rashi says, לראות ברודיו ויוסרו מלעשות כמו. So they should stand and be witness to what their father did, and they shouldn't do it like he did. Exactly. This is going to also set a precedent that this is what happens when you go against the word of the Rabbanim. Right? Not only that, but we're not successful in the land of Israel when we go against the Rabbanan. When the rabbis say don't take, you don't take. It was Shabbat, whatever. Okay, maybe for the other reasons. But Yoshua said don't take. You listen to the Rabbanan. And we see a direct correlation. When the rabbis say don't do something and you do it, the next stage is you lose in battles. There's no success. And here you're going to get punished for it, and your children are going to see your punishment. So they shouldn't do the same thing. Kafei, Vayomi Yoshua, Me Achartanu, Yarkecha Hashem Bayom Azeh, Veigrumu Oto Kol Yisrael Even. The whole Jewish people, they stoned him with an Even. Here it says, because Shechilel Et HaShabbat. That was his punishment. Because he Chilel Et HaShabbat. They killed him by stoning. By
Because he stole, or because he stole on Shabbat.
Rashi says Shechilel Et HaShabbat.
Right.
The sarfu, I think, is all the shalal. Yeah. Nahon. Yeah. Maybe because it was outside Tichum, outside of Tichum, the walls on Shabbat, we said. The rest he burned everything in the fire, and they stoned him with stones. And they made a massive pile of stones until this day. Hashem calmed down from his anger. And they named this place Emek Achor Ad Hayom Hazeh. Chazak Baruch.